Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The orange jerseys, the white pants, the white helmets with the U, the swagger. When they went down to the swamp, and those two receivers, that receiver caught the touchdown, and the two receivers started doing the gator chomp in the end zone. I said, oh, damn, the U is back. I knew it right then and there. I said, Chris Paul's got to roll it again.
All right. For your money, greatest college football team of all time is? I know this is a hard one. I'm going to take the 2001 Miami.
I knew you were going to take them. I knew you were going to take them. It's hard for me to argue.
By the way, they lost Reggie Wayne that year.
I know.
I'm going to read you off this team real quick.
I know. This team is amazing.
I think it's the greatest football team of all time. Andre Johnson, Bryant McKinney.
Yep.
Wow. Shockey and Winslow.
Oh, my God.
Dorsey at quarterback. Your fullbacks are Jarrett Payton, Walter's kid, and Najee Davenport.
Oh, my God.
And listen to this backfield. Clinton Portis, Willis McGahee, Frank Gore.
Oh, my God.
Then on defense, the full team got drafted. I mean, everyone. Phillip Buchanan, Antrell Roll, McDougal, William Joseph, who played forever, it feels like, yep. Mike Roast Rump, Ed Reed, Sean Taylor, DJ Williams, Jonathan Vilma, and Rocky McIntosh. Oh. Come on. That is literally a video game team. 38 guys were drafted.
The 30 for 30 is so funny. No, they might be the greatest football team.
38 guys.
It's hard for me to argue. It's hard for me to argue. Now, somebody said 94 Nebraska. That team was really good. Florida State has some really good teams.
04 USC people.
04 USC.
Was
great when they were playing Texas for the Rose Bowl. Leading up to that game against Texas, they had the hypothetical games going on. USC versus the 01 Canes. How would it go? Okay. USC versus the 94 Nebraska Cornhuskers. USC versus one of those Bama. Or Bama's had some really good teams, too. Miami Hurricane team, it's hard for
Andre
me to argue.
Johnson's a Hall of Famer.
I know. It's okay. Hard for me to argue. I'll
also put 2019 LSU. You look at that lineup
Jamar
in the
Chase,
NFL.
Justin Jefferson,
Justin Patrick Queen, Grant Delpit. There's so many people on that team.
Right now. Ed Reed, is he a Hall of Famer?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What Sean Taylor should have been, would have been, could have been a Hall of Famer.
No doubt.
Right? We all agree there. I don't think DJ Williams or Jonathan Vilma are going to be on those lists, but Vilma was sick.
And DJ Williams was sick. People forget he started off his career as a fullback.
Yes.
And he scored a touchdown to the Sugar Bowl against Florida coming out the backfield.
True freshman. Vince Wilfork. What do you think about him?
I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer one day.
I think so, too. Antrell Roll, not a Hall of Famer. Hella good for hella long.
And he talked that talk.
Absolutely. Shockey. Although not a Hall of Famer, had a hell of a career.
Shockey was in the matchup nightmare.
Yeah,
a matchup nightmare.
Clinton Portis, to me, is one of the best backs of that era. I know McGahee blew his knee out, but he had a great run with Baltimore. And Frank Gore is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Literally multiple Hall of Famers on both sides of the ball. It's one of the greatest football teams ever
assembled. They could have three-peated, and they got shafted. Look, so they beat Florida State in
the
regular season. They beat Florida State in the regular season at the Orange Bowl. Wyatt Wright 3, right? And I remember that game. It was a high noon kick, 9 a.m. on the West Coast. Humid as hell, Shasky. You remember this game. Anquan Boldin took a hit in that game. It was some of the hardest hitting football games I've ever seen in my life. I said, dear God, somebody's gonna get really hurt here. So they win that game, and it was a whole BCS debacle. Remember the BCS point system? They ended up having Florida State play Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl for the national championship. And Miami got shafted out of that. There's no doubt. And Florida State lost 13-2 to Oklahoma. But remember the 30 for 30. Shaka was like, I'm from Oklahoma. I had dudes on the pseudo sex. He was like, yeah, you guys would have beat us by 3 touchdowns if we played you. Like, they knew they had a Phantom national championship. They were that good. That good. And we're not even talking about the teams from the 80s. The teams from the 80s, which set the table.
Again, the 2001 Hurricanes. They lost Reggie Wayne. They lost Reggie Wayne and didn't skip a beat.
Dude, listen.
Because I love Reggie Wayne. And by the way, also had Santana Moss on the year prior.
Yeah, I know Santana.
I mean, we were talking about some of the greatest teams of all time.
So they played 5 ranked teams. They started off that season at Penn State and Happy Valley, beat the hell out of them 33-7. Beat Rutgers 61-0. They go to Tallahassee that year in a big game on ABC, Keith Jackson. They win 49-27. You know, Florida State defense giving up 49 points. That's how good this team was. Then they go to Boston College. That was the Ed Reed game when they were losing at the half. And Ed Reed walked out on them. Remember he walked out on him at the speech, and then he had one of the sickest pick sixes I've ever seen on the football field. Remember that? He like went zigzagged all across the field for like 100 yards to win that game 18-7.
There's only one safety in the history of the game I might take over Ronnie Lott. Might.
Ed Reed.
It's Ed Reed.
Ed Reed.
It's the only guy.
Ed Reed. He's unbelievable. Remember that pick against Boston College? He had the speech.
I said Mike.
Yeah, no,
you said Mike.
No. But that pick he had against Boston College to save their season, to save that game. Then they played Washington. They beat them 65-7, and the Huskies started crying, saying, well, they ran up the score. They ran up the score. They beat Syracuse, who are the number 14 team in the country. Think about this. Number 4.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
14 team in the country. They beat them 59-0.
It's incredible. Just incredible.
A team was loaded. Loaded.
And I'm looking at this 04 USC team. There's just no chance.
How about this?
It's not even close.
Well, you're looking at the players' NFL
careers.
No,
I agree. Right.
That's
I
why.
Agree.
Yeah. So it's different.
College, though.
I thought Matt Leinart and Reggie Bush
were both Heisman winners.
Real quick before you get in here, Lubman, we take this call. Is that even the best Miami team in the history of Miami?
Well, in the 80s, they had, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
86, 87 teams.
Yeah.
Man.
I mean,
the 91 team, no one talks about that much. Undefeated national champs. I mean, loaded team.
And the game they lost against Penn State in the Fiesta Bowl when they got off the plane in Army fatigues with the late, great Jerome Brown. I mean, five picks. Remember, they just left the hole. They had the little kumbaya. They just left. The 30 for 30s are priceless. We watched those in the bachelor pad. We would fall asleep to those 30 for 30s. And I'd be so jealous. Like, damn, look at Florida State. Why couldn't I watch Miami for the first time?
I would also say that the Hurricane mascot is one of the best mascots in sports.
Well,
right?
Sebastian the Ibis.
It's the best logo. One of the best logos in sports.
He's always in the right spot, that mascot. He's always in the right spot. The reason why
he's got a knack
for the moment.
What are you talking
2000
about?
Sugar Bowl? Is that what you're
talking about? No, not even 2000 Sugar Bowl.
Right,
I'm talking about wide.
He's the Dennis Rodman
dude,
of mascots.
He's always in the right spot. Wide right one in Tallahassee. When Gino Toretta led Miami to Tallahassee, true story, Spinoli, look this up and go watch the highlight right now. Watch the highlight right now. I guarantee it. They won 17-16, wide right, when Bobby Bowden was on the field. And he's looking. Remember Bobby Bowden looked around the field and goes, Dad, come in, we lost. It was 1-2, and Sebastian the Ibis is there in the end zone doing the no good. The no good. I swear to God, it was like the first big time college football game I ever watched. And he's always in, and he had the smoke coming out of the tunnel. Gosh, I can't believe the Hurricanes are coming to the West Coast.
Now I'm looking at this 2019 LSU team. TDP, who couldn't make it with the Niners. Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's Terrence Marshall, who's on the Niners right now. Patrick Queen, who you referenced earlier. I mean, this team is pretty freaking sweet. Joe Burrow, I mean, wow. This team is ridiculous.
They're
Justin Jefferson,
Miami.
Jamar Chase.
They're not touching Miami, though.
Really
quick. Because they would have got hit in that game, and they would have been out for the game.
Really quick, though. We'll get to this call in a second. My favorite stat about the 2001 team, I did a deep dive on this a while ago because I had that free time.
Derek
I count
Stingley?
44 Pro Bowl seasons from that 2001 Miami Hurricanes team. I looked up a bunch of other like really good college teams to see the most that I could find. The most that I could find was the 97 Michigan team that had 22 Pro Bowl
seasons.
Good.
Desmond Howard?
Half of there, those
no,
Pro Bowl seasons.
No, that wasn't Desmond. That was Charles Woodson. 97 was Charles Woodson.
But Charles Woodson. Excuse me, Charles
Todd
Woodson. Streets. Charles Woodson.
Yeah, yeah, no, that team was good.
Like 22, 24 Pro Bowl seasons. Half of those Pro Bowl seasons from Michigan's backup quarterback that year.
Yeah.
The backup quarterback being Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's back incredible. Up Brian Griese. Brian Griese looked incredible at that Rose Bowl against Ryan Leaf. Woodson had one of the sickest picks. They're down 7-0. Washington State's driving in the Rose Bowl. And they were running four wides all game long. They were in shotgun four wides all day long, throwing the ball all over the place. I'm like, boy, Michigan might be in trouble with this game.
I don't know, in trouble. And Woodson had this pick.
He had this pick in the end zone where it was like, you see the number two. You know the iconic photo. You see the Woodson on the back, the number two, and he intercepted it, and it changed the game. It turned the whole entire game around. So that team was a lot of fun. They weren't on the level of that 0-1 Miami team. There's no doubt.
I'm telling you, this LSU team was going to beat that USC team for sure. Derek Stingley? I don't know.
We're underselling Reggie Bush and Lindale White, Matt Leinart, Dwayne Jarrett, Steve Smith. I mean, they were sick.
They were very good.
They were box office,
but it's Leinart,
man.
You know?
Dude, Reggie Bush. It's Leinart. Reggie Bush on my top five college football players of all time in my lifetime.
No doubt.
He's on my list.
Well, and Lindale White was ridiculous.
And then you got And then you got Tommy Frazier from Nebraska. That's why the option game.
Well,
I don't know how that would have translated, but Tommy Frazier in that offensive line Nebraska. Lawrence Phillips, I know he was a bad human being.
I play in the NFL. Tommy Frazier. It's just the
blood clots.
Blood clots. Blood clots.
Yeah, blood clots. He was sick. Sick.
You say Tommy Frazier, for some reason, my name recognition, Eric Crouch, Tim Crouch. Yeah. I don't know why. I immediately go,
Eric Crouch is at Nebraska as well. But Tommy Frazier actually took Nebraska to the Orange Bowl and beat Miami at the Orange Bowl for the national championship on their home field because it was on the University of Miami where they held the Orange Bowl, the old OB. A lot of fun there. Let's go to Joe in San Jose. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen? Yeah, that Miami team, they played... You can't play like that now. So you can't compare those teams to this team, these teams, because half that team would be off, you know, would be suspended before hitting. But anyway, at one point, they had, you guys got the stats, so you guys can figure it out. At one point they had Edgerrin James, Portis, McGahee, and one other guy that was a beast. And I can't remember his name. My buddy turned me on to this. I forgot what the fourth guy was, but they all had those guys in the backfield. And none of these kids
can
see Sean Taylor.
Man,
come on.
No doubt. So Miami, he brought up Edgerrin James. I had no idea who Edgerrin James was.
Well,
right? And then, so they played UCLA. So they had a game schedule. UCLA was going down to Miami to play in the Orange Bowl. It's supposed to happen in September. They had to postpone the game due to a hurricane.
Yes.
So Kate McNown was a quarterback for UCLA playing under Bob Toledo. Who's the wide receiver? He was Drew Bennett from out here in Miramonte.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the
running
back.
Have been on that team as well.
I believe he may have been on his team. And here's the joke. Mercedes Lewis might have been on that team.
That's a good joke.
But Kate McNown was sweet, though. He was sweet.
So they played UCLA last game of the season. And remember, we had regional packages.
Uh-huh.
We couldn't all watch the games like today.
No.
If you're Big Ten country, they got the Big Ten games. We got all Pac-10 games. But for some reason... they didn't air UCLA Miami on a local telecast. So you're getting live updates because Miami was number one. They're playing for a national championship. And they just kept saying, Edgerrin James with another big run. Edgerrin James. So anyway, they ended up beating December 5th, 1998. I just pulled it up here, 49-45. And I had no idea who Edgerrin James was. And they just go, and Edgerrin James, the old helmet stickers on college game day, they gave him a helmet sticker. We had for $2.99 in that game. Like, who the hell is that? $300? What? And they ruined UCLA's plans for the national championship. I think UCLA ended up going to the Rose Bowl, losing to Ron Dane and their Wisconsin Badgers in Pasadena. Wow. And that was the jumpstart back to bringing Miami back to relevancy under Butch Davis. That jumpstarted the program. So they've got, I mean, we didn't even talk about the 80s teams that are deep. Cortez Kennedy, Jerome Brown, Warren Sapp. I mean, come on.
The Edgerrin James, I don't know if it was Raw and Real or Real and Raw, whatever the ESPN, the magazine cover was with him with the gold teeth on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
That I think Lebatard wrote the actual article. It's like one of the greatest magazine covers that I can remember from that era.
With the gold grills.
It was incredible.
It was incredible. You're listening to 95.7 The Game. We're geeking out on college football right now. KGMZ, FM, and AC1, San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Always found a winner. By the way, we're going to replay Patrick Willis. He was so damn good. We're going to do that at 9:20. We had to punt our stats on fire. We'll get him back on next week. I'm sure he'll understand. Patrick Willis, we're going to replay that coming up at 9:20. But I don't know what it was. When I was growing up, Shasky, being here on the West Coast, like Cal Berkeley wasn't, they didn't have a big-time football program. Like, they heard they was with Jeff Tedford or whatnot. Bruce Snyder, early 90s, they won a Citrus Bowl against Clemson.
Dirk Cutter didn't do it for you?
Dirk Cutter didn't do it for me. Stafford.
Tampa legend.
Stafford didn't have the best of programs at times, but I don't know what it was. When I used to talk to people about college football, people on the West Coast just wouldn't be into it. And I'm like, how?
I don't know. A lot of my friends were into college football.
So my circle,
like, young
is into
Guido
it.
Has always been a college sports fan.
Your
period.
Circle, baby.
Yes.
My circle. But I'm talking about just random football fans. We're like, yeah, I didn't watch that game, but we were out doing this on Saturday. Yeah. Like, Saturdays, I literally lost a job. As an 18-year-old, I was in the kitchen. The poor guy, he probably remembers this to this day. I worked on a Friday night, and then I was booked for Saturday. My mom was like, you need to put some money in your pocket, blah, 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 blah. I was in the kitchen doing the dishes and all that stuff. And Miami was playing? No. Florida State was playing Florida, 1-2. I was like, there's no way I'm missing this game. And my mom was like, literally, you lost a job because you couldn't. You had to watch college football one Saturday. You couldn't sacrifice one college football game. I was like, no, college football is life. Waking up at 9 in the morning in November watching Ohio State, Michigan. Not a lot of people, Shasky, maybe your circle.
Well,
but a lot of people, though, weren't into college football like that.
Well, it's interesting because, like, I'm in an Irish Catholic family. And so who's on TV every week for our whole lives? The Notre Dame. Yeah. And so like Rick Meyer, Jerome Bettis, Ricky Waters, like those, that they were they were the one team I knew would be on TV every single week. And so that's one thing, we've always been a Notre Dame family.
Yeah.
Irish Catholic, you know, and you're a Joe Montana fan.
But I felt like I was always in a minority at times when it came to college football.
Well, the second biggest sport in the country, by far, it's right. The NFL number one, it's college football number two.
Right now, no doubt.
It's not even
right
close.
Now it is, no doubt. Right now it
but
is,
I think
no
getting
doubt.
Away from the regionality has actually expanded the game, and the screwed up conferences and everything just makes it actually wackier.
I love the college football playoff format. But also, the Niners were so good that I think everybody was, they had Niner fever. They had Niner fever, so... They were like, yeah, Cal Stafford, we're not watching. We got the 49ers and Joe Montana and Steve Young and Jerry Rice and John Taylor and his litany of stars. Well, I just always felt like I was in a minority, but I've always been a sucker for college football and the history of it, man. So at times, sometimes it's had better seasons than the pro game. At times.
I think also like in the late 80s, eradicating a bunch of the smaller programs in the area, losing their football teams. The St. Mary's, Santa Clara's and all that. State. That kind of like zapped a lot of the college football fever.
Yeah, that's a good point. Sonoma State, Cal State, East Bay. Like
how many of those programs lost football? Yep. You know, in like a 15-year period.
No doubt about that. No doubt about that. The last time Miami visited Berkeley, they won 52-24, but I believe it was 24-17 at one point because OG Russell White, a long-forgotten Cal running back, was really good for the Cal Berkeley Bears, had this great play against the Miami Hurricanes back in 90.
Back deep, Russell White, Damian Simeon. White's an exciting sophomore, number four, and it's going to be Russell White. He may go. 30, Russell White to the 10, touchdown, California.
Gary Bender on the call, September 15th, my birthday, 1990. Up at Cal Berkeley and in Miami, if you watch the 30 for 30, they started dancing on that turf and doing everything else in Cal Berkeley. They put on the show. Yeah, they love it. Boy, look at love it. He's so happy.
Hearing that highlight, you'd think Al Michaels would pick it up on Thursday Night Football.
Get over it.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. He's getting his $11 million and he's cashing every single check. All right, time.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com